broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 19th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. I should say checks and balances. Absolutely, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's show with our guest on Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about teaching activism at American Heritage School. We talked about a wrap of Utah's 2019 legislative session. Wow, it was brutal. 573 some odd bills passed, most over 80% negative. What a sham. That's the problem is that's one of the most, one of the most conservative states in the union too. Can you believe it or not? Dennis Prager visits the Lincoln Memorial Dinner in Utah County to the Republicans there. Utah Republican Party Central Committee had to censure their chair. So there you have that. Scandals everywhere while Dennis Prager telling you how awesome the Republicans are. Dennis does a lot of good job, or does a lot of good, by the way. Does a pretty good job. A little too Republican for me, but there you go. Last week in Congress, we talked about the details of what's going on. We talked about a war against Venezuela is a war against us all. That's factual. Hour two. We had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley, to preserve the nation. FreedomsRisingSudden.com, his website. Check out his incredible weekly webinars. We talked about an urgent national call to action to assist flood disaster relief in Nebraska. Oathkeepers.org doing a phenomenal job. Check it out. Get involved. Help in any way you can. Oathkeepers.org. They have a place for you. We also talked about Donald Trump Jr. defends Chelsea Clinton after students blame her for Christchurch mosque shootings. Donald Trump Jr. is right on this. Look, speech does not equate to violent acts, folks. It just doesn't. You could say, well, sometimes rhetoric is over the top. I agree. But when do you believe in free speech and when do you not believe in free speech? Let me just ask you that, huh? Did Fox News shut down justice with Judge Jeanine? I think they did, folks. Trump tells Fox to bring back Jeanine Pirro. And boy, is Donald right on that one. But there you go. Fox can do whatever they want to. And they use the velvet hammer. It just turned hardcore in your face, didn't it? NBA players wear shirts denouncing racism. Well, you know what? We all denounce real racism. The problem is I don't even know that it exists. I don't even know that I understand it. And I don't know what a racist is and where the line is and how it all, everybody's a racist in modern manipulated society, huh? Judge halts Kentucky fetal heartbeat abortion ban. What a shame on this judge. They ought to be impeached. That's racist against little kids, isn't it? Age racism. What do you call that? Using age so little you can't defend yourself in the human race? Kamala Harris says Mike Pence and him refusing to meet with women alone is, outrageous. What are you talking about, Miss Harris? See, the problem is Mike Pence just can't win. He won't meet with women because he doesn't want to be accused of trying to seduce them or touch them or whatever, either falsely. And or never wants to be tempted and, you know, hey, never wants just a bad thing to go wrong. And, you know, hey, what if Kamala Harris, what if you would have had the Mike Pence rule? Would you have, well, I don't know what you call it, slept your way to where you are? Just weird stuff, folks. I'm telling you right now, you just can't win with these people. They really want to attack Christian principles is what they want. 2020 Beto O'Rourke raises $6.1 million in a single 24-hour period, kind of like a Ron Paul deal, huh? But Ron Paul didn't get credit for it back in the day. But Beto O'Rourke got tons of credit for it. There you have it, quote, leading Democratic fundraiser to date in Texas. Interestingly enough, this leading candidate failed, lost to Ted Cruz. And this person thinks they can win on a national level? Unless they commit vote fraud, it's not even possible, folks. Al Gore, 99%. or 99.9, I should say. 99.9% of scientists agree with me on climate change, says Al Gore. Well, he's lying through his teeth big time. I think that scientists are afraid to disagree with Al Gore on climate change for fear they'll lose their highfalutin positions and their grant money. And it goes on and on and on, doesn't it? Bernie, that's Bernie Sanders, 2020, I guess it's the first presidential campaign in history to unionize. That ought to cost him a pretty penny. I guess that'll ensure he won't attack the unions, won't it? All right, that's a recap of yesterday's show. Still available online at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Kurt's got like, what, five stories regarding Mexico. Mexicans, the border, the whole bit. Kurt, go.
Well, you know, all these do is just highlight, at least based on some reports, what's going on down there. Because what you've got is you've got some people, you know, New York Times, Washington Post, don't even want to report these. You've got third Mexican journalist murdered in 2019. You know, I mean, I don't remember hearing about the first and the second. But, you know, this is third month. Maybe they just do one a month. When I read deeper into the story, I mean, you know, if you're a drug lord or drug kingpin or whatever, then every so often, if you get somebody that's kind of routing you out journalism-wise, you just send a buddy over and take care of the improper, you know, reporting.
Yeah, and the mob, they call those associates, Kurt. They're not buddies. They're associates, yeah. Kurt.
There you go. Then you've got study list Tijuana as world murder capital. It's always nice to be something, you know, on top of the world. And I guess they're on the border with the drug lords and the human trafficking. There's some, you know, some murdering going on, Sam. Doesn't make me want to head down there. You've got, let's see, what else there? Arizona police, feds seize 45,000 fentanyl pills in two operations. Do you understand what this fentanyl stuff is?
It's just a powerful drug that just kills everybody, that's all.
And I guess, at least I've been understanding is when some people buy certain types, they'll lace it with this. Is that right?
Well, they buy all kinds of drugs and they lace it with fentanyl. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and so
it just makes the drug extremely powerful, right, Kurt?
I guess so.
Like heroin's pretty crazy, but if you put heroin with fentanyl or whatever, then it's like super crazy. And what they want to do is get you as close to the border. Well, I shouldn't use the word border. That's probably really bad. Close to the brink as you possibly can without dying. The problem is people just kind of cross the line. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it does make it so that we can reduce the surface population, though. But, I mean, that's going on.
Not what I'm going for. I'll tell you that right now. I'm kind of for a different plan.
I agree. You know, and so when you look at these, here's another
one. Tell people about the corpses.
19 corpses in trash bags found in Mexican canal. You know, it showed the pictures and things like that. You'd think a story like this would be very attractive for the standard media, because what you've got is, you know, the old standard way is if it bleeds, it leads.
This doesn't bleed.
Love this kind of thing. Well, yeah, but the problem is this one highlights the problem on the border.
That's right. So look, let me explain. So, there's a hierarchy of allowable stories, Kurt. If it bleeds, it leads is no doubt a lead point. But if it possibly makes you believe there's drugs and sex and murder and corpses and, you know, murder and journalism, you know, all this all in one kind of thing, then you don't want to talk about it, because you know what you might actually do if you read all that, Kurt?
You might think that there's a problem, like an emergency at the border.
You might agree with Donald. Yeah. See, that's just not an option, my friend. We're not doing that. That's the mainstream press mentality on this. They're not going to report the truth that's going on. They're not doing it because then you'll agree with Donald. You'll agree there's a crisis. You might actually do something, and you might actually like get crazy and have it go viral and have people get the truth and do something about it, Kurt. It's kind of like the same reason we're not putting up the Ten Commandments on the wall in school. People might obey that, Kurt. Then how are you going to have sex everywhere and destroy morality and ruin the hearts of women and girls and stuff like that, break their hearts? And how are you going to murder babies and sell body parts? And you know, how are you just going to run around with blood and horror everywhere, Kurt? You can't do it, see?
That's a problem.
Yeah, so there's the hierarchy of reality.
A definite problem. You know, and I found these basically, you know, within a couple minutes all together on the Breitbart source. And yet, guys like the Washington Post and New York Times, you know, they, I guess they're just unable to find these kind of stories.
Well, they're intentionally spiked.
Oh, you think? Well, anyway, then you've got the Mexican murder fugitive arrested with migrant group at border. So this, you know, it's got these guys climbing across the border fence, the so-called, you know, border fence anyway. And they took him into custody, and then they found out that the one was a murder suspect from a murder in Mexico. So,
well, there's no problem with that.
At least they
Kurt.
Got him back into there.
We see these pro-death people love that, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
They're killing the babies and killing the elderly. Now they just got to find a way to kill all the people in the middle. Just unleash a bunch of murderers.
It does make the world a little cleaner, I guess. So.
I don't know about that. Hey, Kurt, question. Have you ever heard the term egghead?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
I don't know. Maybe this isn't murder, Kurt, but it certainly is. It an act of violence? I'm having a hard time figuring this one out, Kurt. All right. Well, when we get Kurt back, we'll dig into the egghead story. You with us, Kurt? All right. Well, I just can't leave dead air. Got to move along here. Third Mexican journalist murdered in 2019. I don't know about all these dead people everywhere. When's the mainstream press going to report this, huh? You got Seth Rich dead, journalist under strange circumstances. You got people in Mexico dead all over the place, and nobody's reporting on it. Do they care about life? I thought they said Black Lives Matter. Maybe to these people, Mexican lives don't matter. Do journalists' lives matter? All right, you with me yet, Kurt?
Well, you know, when it comes
to
journalists,
to
Sam, let's see, cracked me up on that. But anyway, the egghead story, looking for that one. Teen smashes egg. Yeah, that's right. Good point. I guess over in New Zealand, Sam, remember this where they had that shooting there? And so there's this Australian lawmaker who was upset about the immigration, the kind of uncontrolled immigration of a bunch of, you know, he was saying that the Muslims are a problem. And so while he's doing this, like, news, he's basically just talking to the news. It's a news conference. This teenager comes up behind him and smashes an egg on his head, you know, and, anyway.
Yeah, so I was asking if that was violent. It's not like the murder on the border or anything, but is that a violent act, Kurt?
Well, you know, and the, this lawmaker punched him a little bit, or, you know, kind of, you know, didn't just leave it alone, you know, but he went after him a little bit. And it was just interesting to me that, hey, that, number one, they had the pictures, and number two, that this teenager was being held accountable for this. I mean, here in America, they would say that's like freedom of speech or something like that. You know, I mean, he just smashed an egg on the head.
Well, is the lawmaker in trouble, too, for punching somebody out?
You know, it didn't seem like
it. Of course
not. In the story.
There's only accountability for us, not for them. See, and I think both acts are unacceptable.
I just thought it was interesting. I agree.
All right. Anything else on that one?
No, that pretty much covers the egg.
Is that where the term egghead comes from?
I guess so.
All right.
You know, I mean,
former abortionist in the news.
Yeah. Now, this one, Sam, you know, we've talked about these guys, and, you know, the headline reads, this is more of a WorldNet Daily piece and kind of more in-depth story, but it says, Mother's Health Exception, a Total Sham. Dr. Anthony Levatino is a certified OBGYN.
Yeah, we talked about this guy. He performed a ton of abortions and then eventually repented and stuff like that. We played videos from this guy.
That's what I was thinking. And I way down in the story, it says this was the one in the unplanned movie, right? He has a cameo role playing in the abortion doctor in the new film Unplanned. Anyway, and this individual just says, look, it does not matter how rare these procedures may be, you know, the fact that they are allowed at all except in the most dire of circumstances is a blot on our country and on the medical profession as a whole. So he's just basically saying this whole idea that says you got to help the health of the mother, so then it's okay to kill a baby. It's not a something we ought to go to, you know. So,
well, he's just saying it's bogus, and they use that because they know it pulls on your heartstrings. I mean, you care about the mother, don't you, Kurt? And if you don't leave this gaping hole, drive a truck through exception, then you're the evil one. See, that's how they try to lie.
That's right.
Right?
Good point.
And that's his point. And he's spot on. He's right. He's been right on that. And the problem is that, hey, this guy used to be a cold-blooded abortionist himself, and now he's coming to the table to tell the truth. But don't worry, the Lord will get me to the right place, Kurt.
Well, yeah, now this story, you know, in this case, Mike Pompeo is what we're talking about there. And you know all about this guy, Sam?
Feel like I can't remember all the names. He's caught in the Donald Trump scandals in certain ways and whatever. It's hard to even keep track of who's who anymore. Right. But he's with Donald Trump in a big old scandal, Mike Pompeo. Right.
Well,
in the Trump administration.
Case, I don't know a whole lot of scandal about him, but I do know that, you know, he's from Kansas and, you know, he had about 6 years in, you know, Congress as a not as a senator, but as a legislator there in Kansas. To me, the story, even though it's really long, I read down through it and you've got some Koch brother connections. Apparently, they're from Kansas.
Mike Pompeo said this. I'll serve as Secretary of State until Trump tweets me out of office, he says.
Well, you know, I mean, that's probably how it works. But apparently, you know, he's now the Secretary of State. Like I say, he was the CIA big shot, CIA director. So he's, you know, I mean, he's well connected in there. And I guess he was back in Kansas. He's 55, by the way. And they're kind of wondering if he's going to run for, like, senator of Kansas or governor of Kansas. You know, they're just not sure. It was interesting. They talked about free trade in this story because the Koch brothers are all, you know, big-time free traders. And I guess this guy, Pompeo, got a lot of real good support from the Koch brothers. Got $335,000 in donations from individual employees and $65,000 from the company's corporate PAC. He was in a bitter battle back in 2014, and their Americans for Prosperity thing, you know, ended up with $400,000. So, you know, you got to have friends in high places or whatever it is to get there. But I thought it was interesting, you know, he says he supports free trade, and then he you know, doesn't have any problem with the Trump strategy of imposing tariffs on China. And he says he answers this. He said, "Oh my goodness, the president is deeply free trade. Let's be clear, the trade war with China was started decades ago, and no president was prepared to take it on." It seems kind of like talking out of both sides of your mouth a little bit.
Well, that's Mike. That's what I'm saying. The guy's, I don't know what to think about him. For example, Pompeo says America has an important ally in the Kingdom of Saudi. Right?
Okay.
And then he's the guy that met with Kim Jong-un to, you know, he's an American politician and attorney. He's been in politics literally his whole life, so.
Yeah, it's at least, well, at least what I read anyway, he was big time in, you know, private business before, but, you know, like about 8 years ago or whatever. But then that's where the God part of the story, where he says, "Let, you know, God will take me where I'm supposed to go." And I like that. Some people say people use that as a, you know, kind of a political, you know, like a star on their forehead, where if they say that, then people think they're godly or whatever. Yeah. But
he's looking for a future Kansas run, Kurt, is what he's doing.
Well, yeah, so at least politics, that's what they say people think he might be. But he says, you know, I don't know for sure, because right now I'm doing the Secretary of State gig, you know, basically. And, you know, so it was interesting to me to see how they have that connection with Koch brothers and, you know, kind of how you get up above. In the story, it says 306 reasons he supports Trump. I don't know if you got to read that, but, you know, I was like,
306
wow,
reasons
that's a lot.
Way too long, Kurt. Did you
read
them all?
I know, but, well, he just says it's 306 electoral votes. You know, in other words, he had to get 270 to be the president. He got 306. And so he's the leader. He didn't even support, I guess he supported Rubio early, but then he, you know, he came around to the president, by the way. And, I mean, at least I guess you could say it's in the president's, to his credit, that he's still working with Mike Pompeo. He didn't just say, "Well, you did Rubio, so I'm not working with you." But anyway, he says right at the end of the story, he says, "I hope I have more wisdom. I certainly should." He's talking about, you know, how long he's been in these different things with the CIA director and everything else.
See,
he says,
"You talk about CIA, you talk about Kansas government, you talk about serving in the administration, you talk about being an attorney. He's got plenty of government service involved there. He's a swamp monster, buddy."
Well, you know, you could say that, but I mean, imagine if Sheriff Mack had been in the Congress for 6 years and then, you know, now doing the Secretary of State job, I'd be thinking, wow, it's sure good to have him in there. I'm just trying to learn more about Mike.
I wonder
Pompeo.
If Richard Mack had served in the government as long as Mike Pompeo, if he'd think the way he does. Liberty Roundtable Live. There's a few that can. Rand Paul did it. Ron Paul did it.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dutch police still trying to determine why a man opened fire yesterday on a tram there, killing three people and injuring five. Police have arrested the 37-year-old Turkish man after a seven-hour manhunt, and they say they're not ruling out terrorism. Boeing is going to offer pilot training for the grounded 737 MAX aircraft. The announcement from the CEO is one of two new safety measures following two deadly crashes involving the same aircraft over the past few months.
As the facts from the accident become available and we understand the necessary next steps, we're taking action to fully reassure airlines and their passengers of the safety of the 737 MAX.
The second measure updated software to correct what's thought to have been another factor in the crashes. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Vice President Mike Pence will be getting a very close look at the worst flooding in Nebraska's history today. Flooding in the Midwest has killed at least four people, doing hundreds of millions of dollars of damage. The Iowa governor took a look at the devastation in her state yesterday.
It was just unbelievable, the catastrophic destruction that we witnessed. It was heart-wrenching, to be quite honest, to just see the breadth of what the flood and what it encompassed.
All of the content uploaded to MySpace before 2016 is gone for good. The social network that was big between 2005 and 2009 says a faulty server migration caused the mass deletion about a year ago, erasing pictures, videos, and songs. The loss is permanent now, according to a company spokesman. After last year, they claimed the deletion was a temporary error and was going to be fixed. By the way, we're online with a newly designed website at usaradio.com.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, there's your segue, Kurt Cosby.
I like it, Sam. It's very good. I saw this headline and I thought, wow, this is a weird deal. Raquel Lanieri writes this piece, and it's in something called Living, or maybe that's the Living section. I'm not exactly sure, but the headline reads, "Newlyweds are now going on separate honeymoons." Well,
yeah,
anyway,
these are stories, you know, Kurt, I mean, you don't even know how to respond to. They're so goofy.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that you have, Sam, is, you know, in the old days when, you know, I mean, and still this happens for some of us. There are people that don't actually live together before they're married. They actually don't cohabit. They keep themselves, I guess you could say, celibate until marriage. And so when they go on a honeymoon, you know, after they're married, they kind of want to spend time together. But apparently this story doesn't really highlight that, you know, because...
Well, that's because the norm in America now is to say we've been together, we've just had a fight, we got married kind of out of duty. And, hey, we want to pursue, you know, our own separate interests, Kurt, because that... kind of works as the precursor from the divorce, right? before the divorce.
It seems like it. You know, it's just kind of weird stuff. They call these eudaimons, you know, where they're not like a honeymoon. You know, you go on your deal. And for
example,
what
the girl
needs
to do is go on a eudaimon while she gives the honey-do list to the...
One guy, you know, he wanted to go watch sports and soccer, and she wanted to, go to Paris or something. So they just kind of both went to their own places. This person writing this story says tragique, you know, like, it's a French word for tragic, you know, but anyway,
I heard that.
That's right.
Well, it's tragic. You know,
then they go on down through the story, and this lady, I thought it was nice because this is a woman. She says, but more importantly, she says, trust me, you'll need a few days where you can, she's talking about after the wedding and where everybody's all together, nagging parents, you know, crazy people and all that kind of stuff. She says, trust me, you'll need a few days where you can actually spend time together. I'm kind of thinking, you know, yeah, you want to have that. But anyway, just the two of you away from all family and friends for your own health and sanity. But more importantly, honeymoons are wonderful. This is a lady saying this, Sam. I mean, she's probably not going to get any big gig, you know. But she said, honeymoons are wonderful, truly. You talk a lot and eat a lot and make love a lot and get giddy about the prospect of spending the rest of your lives together. All without worrying about work or your apartment that's falling apart or your cat who needs to be fed or checking your email or Twitter or any of the other mundanities that consume our daily lives. And I know that not everyone can afford a 2-week sojourn to the tropics. That's okay. My husband and I spent our honeymoon in a hotel room generously provided by my bridesmaids in Pittsburgh. She says, Pittsburgh,
she even referred to a
city
husband.
Of... Yeah, city of steel. And honestly, it couldn't have been better if it were in Paris. Wow.
Well, see, that's the right attitude about a honeymoon. Yeah. You got to make sure you never give her any heyday or support. You know, just shut
her right
off.
But that was way down deep in the story, you know, all the way down, you know. But
yeah,
anyway.
And the problem is what they ought to do, Kurt, is they ought to find a way to do a divorce before the marriage.
Oh,
okay, because then you wouldn't need to spend all the money on the marriage, right?
Oh, yeah.
You could just do it opposite. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what, and I don't mean to be rude. I'm kind of joking. But what I'm saying is that's what these people really are setting the stage for. And you can say, no, Sam, there's nothing wrong with respecting each other's differences. And, you know, your differences are what, you know, long-term keep you together. And I get it. But it's to learn to celebrate those differences together, though, not apart, though. Right? So when me and my wife go on an overnighter or a date or we go on our honeymoon or different things together. And, you know, I learn about a lot of the things that she likes. And, you know, she loves to sew and to quilt and to, you know, go to these nice shops and visit things. And you know, and then we do things for me. She knows I love to do some Patriot stuff. And, you know, so she goes with me to do my things and learns about what I like and why. And, you know, and we learn to appreciate each other's interests. And I'm interested in those things because it's part of her. And so what I'm getting at is there's this whole missed reality check as we base our society instead of on a selfless viewpoint and putting our spouse first on a self-ish viewpoint where we just say, look, if I've got $5,000, I'm spending it on me. I'll see you in a bit. And I think we're missing wonderful opportunities when we have these attitudes. And so, you know, but what they're really doing though is they want to, you know, create the divorce. What they really want is the girl to get in Paris and to meet some guy and to go off and sleep with him. And it would be the greatest romantic story ever in their minds. Right. Okay. It's this kind of stuff that we're talking about here. I think there's safety and security and stability when they're together. And so I'm telling you that in my opinion, this whole story is just a mark in society of our selfish attitude and behavior, you know? But if I had to choose, I guess I'd rather be on a, what do they call those things? A unimoon?
A unimoon.
I'd rather be on one of those than I would be to be this lady that you bring up at the cemetery, Kurt. You know, that's just not as fun as a unimoon even.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a New York Times or New York Post piece, and the WorldNet Daily Boys brought it forward to us, so that I didn't miss it because I don't always, you know, scan the New York Post. But
you got to get on that.
I guess I know. This lady was decided to visit her parents' burial plot. While she was there, Sam, the headline kind of gives it. It says, woman sucked into parents' grave, Sioux Cemetery. Now, they put sucked into parents', you know, in quotes, because she didn't go all the way in, but she sank hip deep into their grave, according to a lawsuit. She bent down to fix a bow on her wreath by the headstone when a sinkhole formed and began to swallow her up, according to court papers. It caused her to fall forward and smash her head on the tombstone, cracking a tooth, according to her lawyer. So, man, I'll tell you what, they'll have to have some kind of liability for you.
But this
sign
is where Kurt, they can't control the ground. It's not like they did it on purpose. I mean, at some point, we got to take a step back and give people a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. You think they're just like, hey, we're going to make a sinkhole when this lady comes and just trash her. I mean, come on. I don't even know how it all happened. I'd have to learn about the ground there and the details. But I'm just saying, it's kind of like spilling your hot coffee on you at McDonald's and then suing for that and stuff. It's like, hey, sometimes there's just reality in situations that I'm not sure that we can blame others for it. Can we, Kurt?
Well, Sam, there's a lawyer involved here. It's New York or Long Island, and there's some, that would mean it would be a city, so then there's big money to be made, so why not, right?
Turn the other cheek and we could, have these other.
She could have just said, doggone, that was rough, sure nice to visit my folks' grave, but I didn't really like that other part, and just went on and kind of, after her head healed and her, she got her tooth fixed, then she would have been fine.
Well, and I even get bringing it up to the cemetery and saying, guys, you got to make sure this stuff doesn't happen. I mean, I get some focus on it, I guess. I just don't get the blame it on
but
somebody
how
else
How do you
entirely.
Make it not happen? I mean,
I don't know that you can, but you can bring it up to the cemetery and maybe they can do some, I don't know if there's some testing they can do or... I mean, I have no idea. I don't even know what caused it. How did that just randomly happen or what, but I know in Florida, for example, sometimes they got sinkholes and the earth just opens right up and fills with water and stuff like that in people's houses. And so, but would you rather be that?
Yeah, I've never seen a sinkhole and a lawyer hooked together in a story.
Maybe if the lawyer was in the sinkhole, we wouldn't have any lawsuit. Anyway, I shouldn't say that. That's really bad. That's evil. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But I'm just wondering, would you rather be the person on the honeymoon all by yourself? Would you rather be the person sucked into your parents' grave? Or would you rather be hanging out in Boomtown, Kurt?
Boomtown, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you think of Boomtown, if you hear that phrase, I want to know how many people think of the D.C. swamp when they hear the term Boomtown. But anyway, that's what this story from Breitbart says. Boomtown.
By the way,
colon.
I do not. If I heard a thing called Boomtown, I would think it would be kind of a throwback to the mining days. And, they'd have a shootout
maybe
at noon
oil
or whatever.
Gas
sure.
Something
like
that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it says... D.C. swamp issues more than 2.7 million traffic tickets, collecting $324 million for government. It's just almost everything about D.C. you want to avoid, Sam, seems like.
Unless you're the guy receiving the cash for the tickets, Kurt.
Good point, yeah.
I guess $324 million collected, is that right?
That's right.
It's a chunk of change, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now you know what the Founding Fathers meant when they talked about eating out their substance, huh?
Ooh, baby.
Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, what are we going to? Another court ruling, Kurt?
Oh, boy, Sam. You know, yeah, that's what this one is. It's amazing to see. Now at least these aborted babies might have somebody standing up for them, huh?
Time will tell. Usually, even when there's a court ruling in our favor, they just don't obey it. So,
well, yeah, good point. It says the ripple effects of a series of undercover videos showing abortionists negotiating for higher pay for the body parts of unborn babies continue. Now, you remember this story a while back where they were doing these videos. I think it was the O'Keefe guy, if I remember right.
Yeah, and it's several other people, too. There's a lady in California that was doing it as well, et cetera. But, yeah, there's a bunch of them.
And so now an appeals court has affirmed the constitutionality of an Indiana law that makes the body parts trade illegal. Now, of course, anything illegal, they don't do it here in America and the world, you know, like illegal immigrants and stuff like that. But the University of Indiana sued the states because it has been using the tissue for research. You know, they were doing research and everything's, you know, good for research. They say appeals judge there, Frank Easterbrook, said the district court held that the words acquires, receives, and transfers and the phrase any other part are too uncertain to have legal force. If that is right, then big chunks of the legal system are invalid because those words are ubiquitous in statutes, regulations, and judicial opinions. You know, you go down through the whole story. It's a very, very long one, but right at the end it says, talking about Operation Rescue, and those are the guys that try to save the babies, they've found that dozens of the executives in the videos are no longer with Planned Parenthood. So at least Planned Parenthood got, you know, at least did some good for that. And then the CEO, Cecile Richard, she said pretty much everyone who had anything to do with the trafficking of aborted babies is gone from Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, because Planned Parenthood's on the straight and narrow now, folks.
That's what Troy Newman, he's president of Operation Rescue, said. And even the CEO is gone from Planned Parenthood. But I think the names will just change, but they'll just keep doing the same stuff.
That's exactly right, yes. And the bottom line, in my opinion, the important point to take away from this piece is this. The court says the state can ban the sale of aborted baby parts. So, you know, that's at least a start, right?
Yeah, that's a, you know, something to be grateful for, I guess.
I think so.
It's nice to find some good news stories, you know.
Yeah, let's talk about the new reality, Kurt. Things are different than they used to be, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. It says this lady is, her name is Patrice Lewis, and she's writing for WorldNet Daily, and she targets Christian feminists that urge girls to give in to desires. And so her headline, Forget Purity, Become a Slut. Man, it's rough, but it's really kind of what goes on, I guess. She says the article started out sounding so sweet. Christian author, and it tells her name, plans to create something beautiful out of the rings once used to pledge abstinence. She says, "Ah, how nice, and what beautiful thing does this Christian author plan to do with purity rings that are no longer needed? Why," she says, "create a golden vagina sculpture, of course. What do you think? What did you think?" You know, it's just, I mean, they call it a, well, she labels it wicked, and I think she's right on target. You know, and I know this lady was not going to get a whole lot of coverage with her kind of views on this, because, you know, these days when you talk about sex outside of marriage and say it's shouldn't be done, then you're just kind of putting water on the party, aren't you, Sam?
Well, and that what I find interesting about this story is that, you know, you're not really allowed to talk about things in these stark terms, Kurt. That's why none of these other news organizations are really talking about this. They don't want to talk about this part of the purity debate, right? And I bring this up because all they want to do is talk about the, you know, quote, women freeing part of things. But they're ignoring the carnage, right?
That's right.
Goes along with this, right?
Well, I agree, and down at the end of her article, she says, "I'm certain the purity movement this lady mocks caused some harm among hardcore adherents, but here's something she nor any other progressive will ever admit. What kind of good has it caused? How many diseases were dodged? How many hearts weren't broken? How many suicides were avoided?" She goes on, she says, "Sexual purity offers young women one tremendously powerful tool that will serve them well throughout their entire lives."
And let me stop you there. Will not only serve them, but will serve their future spouse, will serve their children, will serve them, other women around them, as leadership is provided. And that is what, Kurt? Repeat that.
Self-control.
Yeah,
that's what she says.
You know, and she goes, "That's an important part of Christianity, Kurt."
Well, yeah, and blessings for the world, passions, you know, to be within the bounds the Lord has set. She says, "When women cultivate the ability to control their hormonal urges and recognize the strength that comes with self-control, that strength not only extends into other aspects of their lives," she puts, "career, addictions, hobbies, etc., "but will be passed on to her children, thus benefiting future generations." And a final paragraph from her, she says, "We've already seen the effects of broken bodies, suicides, disease, and mental anguish that has plagued millions of women since the sexual revolution. Maybe," she says, "it's time to re-embrace what this, you know, author she's joking about says so roundly mocks," she says, "purity, you know, real purity."
Well, she stands up, and we can do the same, and great for news outlets that are doing the same. WND.com. What's her name? Patrice?
Patrice, I think it's Lewis.
Patrice Lewis. Yep, that's right. Doing a great job there, and we commend her. We commend WND.com for bringing it up, but the truth shall set you free. That's for sure. Amen. Jesse Lee Peterson speaks of a new reality, too, Kurt, about why the left is blaming Donald Trump and white people in general for the New Zealand shooting. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, sir.
Well, yeah, and, you know, he's... I mean, if you didn't know who he is, ladies and gentlemen, he's a black man that we agree with, and we, you know, think he does great work. And he's saying at least 50 people were killed at two mosques. He's talking about this Christchurch, New Zealand shootings. And he tells the guy's name, and he says, "President Trump condemned the evil killings." The president also took to Twitter to extend his condolences. He said, "My warmest sympathy and best wishes goes out to the people of New Zealand after the horrible massacre in the mosque. 49 innocent people have so senselessly died, with so many more seriously injured. The U.S. stands by New Zealand for anything we can do. God bless all." But, you know, Jesse Lee Peterson's you know, goes on, he says, but the president's words weren't enough to satisfy the corrupt liberal media and Democrat psychophants who desperately wanted to tie Trump to this evil act. Immediately after the shooting, the liberal media, led by CNN, got their talking points and started blaming Trump for the massacre. And he says it was an orchestrated media frenzy to scapegoat Trump instead of the actual perpetrators of this heinous crime. Just as they falsely accused him of defending white nationalists at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. You know, it goes on, but that's pretty much, you know, the basic part.
Well, and I think Jesse Lee Peterson's right. There is a new reality here where, you know what, we're just going to blame white people and Donald Trump for everything that happens in society.
Yeah.
And we're going to pick our side of the discussion. You know, for example, hey, if someone like me says that women should be appropriate and have self-control and, you know, be modest and stuff like that, then they're going to run around and they're going to say Sam is, you know, hates women. He thinks they're responsible when bad things happen to them or whatever. And they'll just manipulate it till the cows come home. Never
Good
mind
point.
The Christian principles that I'm teaching, right?
Yep, that's right. In the end of his article, he says the liberal media and Democrats don't want the president to be tough on illegal immigration. They recoil when he refers to himself as a nationalist who puts America first. Jesse Lee Peterson says, I too am a nationalist. I love my country, and I want to be, I want the big, beautiful border wall, and I want these illegal aliens to be shipped back to their country. He says, if you're white, especially a conservative Christian straight male, leftists will call you everything but a child of God to silence you. There's no such thing as racism, sexism, Islamophobia, ism or deadbeat dadism. These are labels created by the children of the lie to intimidate and control. We can't adopt their language, stop using their words, and drop your resentment or anger so words and name calling will cease to control you. He says our battle is spiritual, right versus wrong, good versus evil. President Trump understands this better than any president or public figure that I have seen in my lifetime.
And I think he's right on all that, Kurt. I really do.
And he's that's pretty good stuff, but they're not going to give him the coverage because he's not saying the things they want to hear.
By the way, at LibertyNewsRadio.com, we syndicate his three-hour talk show Monday through Friday. Does a phenomenal job. Jesse Lee Peterson.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a godly man.
All right. Larry Klayman has something to say, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Larry's on it again, Sam. And in this case, we're talking about the Bundys, right?
I think so. It says Trump judge's dismissal of social media case is politically motivated. Larry Klayman.
Well, yeah, and this is a WorldNet Daily piece. You're not going to find this in hardly any other place, but, you know, in here, you know, it's a rather lengthy story, but Larry Klayman has been on these guys kind of like forever. Here's the, you know, you got the headline, and he says, while expressing concern about the rank discrimination against conservatives on social media platforms such as, you know, and you know all the ones. Newly appointed Trump judge, the Honorable Trevor McFadden, strained to dismiss, albeit without prejudice, the class action suit which I had filed for my public interest group, Freedom Watch, and Laura Loomer. Ms. Loomer, a conservative Jewish activist, had been banned from social media and PayPal over her strong views about Muslim Congresswoman, remember this Ilhan Omar's links and all that stuff. So Larry Klayman going to work. He's on the job, and he's, you know, he's in his 70s, I think, and he's not retiring one bit, is he, Sam?
I should say not. Larry Klayman is doing a great job. We'll come break this story down a little bit next hour. There's more to this that we want to talk about. And then now we got Donna, what's her name? Brazil? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Or is it Brazil?
I don't know. You know,
I don't know if she's named after the country or how it is. But anyway, Donna's in the news. We'll talk about her coming up, too. Hang tight. If you don't remember who she is, you'll learn in seconds. We declare this nation shall endure.